Hi everyone, and welcome to Girls Making Breakfast. I just put away the dishes because there are some in there, and I needed space. And it's really annoying to have to put away dishes first thing in the morning, and it's even more annoying because I'm the one that has to do it. It's like, why didn't you do this before you went to sleep? And I don't think you guys have ever heard me this chipper before. I've said this more than a few times, and the people that talk to me offline know I'm not a morning person in any sense of the word. There's my eggs and my other stuff. Okay. Not a morning person in any sense of the word. So, I try. Why is my dog working? Hold up. Oh, right. I paused for a second. I don't know how that's gonna sound. Anyway, my dog was barking. Because he's a little douchebag. That's right, you're a little douchebag. No, because there's work being done in my building, and it's really annoying, and it's really loud, and I'm just chopping up spinach for my fucking eggs right now. So I'm not really a morning person in any sense of the word. I enjoy my sleep. I relish my sleep. I really love my bed. It's got a memory foam top thing. Really nice sheets, a lot of comforters. I got a teddy bear. It's a nice setup, you know? And so, if it were up to me, I would sleep the weekend away. But, so rarely, it is not up to me. I'm by the sink, so that's why you guys heard that water. My weekends, I wish I could say, belong to me and me only. But that's a lie. And they belong mostly to the light of my life, Marbles. So she wants to do something. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go. Let's go. What? It's 8 a.m. Let's do this. But she's nice. Also, she works. So the 8 a.m. stuff very rarely ever happens. And I have to do, like, stuff on Sunday mornings, which I'm not a fan of either, okay? I don't like fucking getting up at 5 a.m. But whatever. So right now, I am just... I don't know why I'm, like, chopping up all this crap and talking to you guys during it. I saw someone do, like, was it Snucklemore? Or, I don't know her username. Was it a she? It was somebody, doing the dishes, and I thought, it'd be nice, guys, to experience me making breakfast. And, usually I make breakfast a lot later in the day, so it's mostly, like, brunch. I usually tend to make breakfast after yoga, and I tend to do yoga around 9:30 to 10:30, so like that hour is usually yoga time. And today I ended up walking the dogs really, really early. Well, a lot earlier than usual. Usually I'd be walking them now because I don't like being out when the children are out and going to school. It's been a few years since I graduated high school, so you think I'd be a little more sensitive to their acne-covered plight. But no, I'm a terrible person. I don't like being on the bus when kids are gonna get out of school. I don't like walking my dogs when kids are coming out of school. I don't like being around kids in the morning. And I'm a babysitter by trade, so you would think that I would be more, I'd be nicer, but it's just, I swear to, hey, Garfunkel! What? Garfunkel. That's what I thought. Little douchebag. He's a very barky dog. Fun fact about that dog, that's Garfunkel. He is, I'm looking for this goddamn, where the fuck is the fucking, oh, that's nice. Someone didn't wash what I wanted them to wash. Very considerate people I live with. If you have roommates, and they ask you to wash your dishes after you're done cooking, I don't think it's a fucking huge thing, you know? So just, I'm annoyed. If that wasn't fucking obvious. Oh, and I lost my fucking train of thought. Way to go, Growl. Okay. Ah! God, I knocked it. I knocked it against the sink. I'm very graceful. I actually fall over my own feet a lot, if that wasn't a huge surprise to any of you. Beauty and grace, she will definitely fall flat on her face. Okay, And now I'm just gonna chop up a bit of mozzarella to put in my hummus. So I'm not, yeah. So fun fact, oh, sorry, my Garfunkel. So fun fact about that dog, it's actually not so fun. It's actually really depressing. Oh, hold on, there we go. Why is it so hard to cut? Okay, and a little bit for eating. He's about, no, let me ask him. Garfunkel, how old are you? I forgot that my dog doesn't speak English. He does. He is quite fluent and an asshole and Portuguese. I'm really bad at making jokes. I'm sorry, you guys. But he was actually hit by a car a few years ago, and it was really traumatic for me, especially because I'm the one that found him afterwards, and we all thought he was gonna die. But $3,000 later, and half a small intestine later, he's gotten bitter. Well, no, I like to say that the car knocked out all the goodwill in him because he's such a little douchebag. But no, but now he's a fat little dog, and he used to be all athletic and slim. And now he's a chubby little poodle. What am I, chubby little fat? He's in the living room. I'm in the kitchen. He's just like looking at me. He's like, "Don't fucking call me fat." My dad and I have this joke. Es un perro sensible. He's a sensitive dog. Cause I called him fat in front of my dad. He's like, "Don't call him that. Es un perro sensible." Sorry, that was eggs. Garfunkel, we talked about this. You need to chill, or you're going into my room. Yeah? Okay. And my dog is here, Hachi. Yeah, so that's a little background on Garfunkel. And when did I, we got him. He's a couple years older than Hachi. And speaking of Hachi, Hachi is he's like 4 feet away from me. He's just sitting on the kitchen floor, all prim and proper, and he's just waiting for me to drop something for him. And I just chopped up fucking spinach and onions, baby boy, so you are getting none of that. And oh, it was pepper. That's what I forgot. That's basil. So that's just a little bit more about Garfunkel, you know, because I do talk to the dogs a lot, in my audios. And I figured you guys would want a little background on that. And oh, I hope I don't put too much. And Hachi is actually a rescue from this witch of a bitch. And I love him very much. I think he's turning five, or I think he's turning five, because my best friend's dog and him have the same, they're the same age. So I think he's turning five. God, he's either five or six. I don't want you to be six. Stay beautiful and tidy forever. Yeah, he's gonna stay tiny forever. He's just not gonna stay my little puppy forever. I love you. And he already ate, so I don't know why he's giving me those big ass puppy dog eyes. I know exactly why, because he's spoiled. Because I did that. This is me overcompensating for, you know, the fact that he's a rescue. It's actually a little beagle chihuahua. He's really cute. I think I've posted pictures of him before. And he's a very needy dog. As I said, he's a rescue. And that makes for makes for interesting things. Let's go with that, things. I haven't had my caffeine yet. Actually, I'm not allowed to drink caffeine, or I'm not supposed to drink caffeine. Doctor's orders, and that makes me really, really bummed. I know she's looking out for me, but I'm like, I don't even drink that much caffeine. Don't take the one thing that I enjoy about boredom away from me. I'm a whiny little bitch. She's looking for the fucking napkin. Oh, and they didn't clean the pan either. That's so considerate. So considerate. So nice. So, yeah, so no caffeine for me. So, fun fact. Marbles recently took a trip to New York. And because she's the love of my life, and you know, because she's my best friend, she actually got me this amazing coffee mug for Christmas. And it's very bougie. It's very cute. It's pretty, you know, decent size. It says coffee brunch nap in like metallic-y silvery writing. And it's very cute. And it's pink. It's very light pink. And on the handle, it's got like an arrow. It's got two arrows pointing to like a heart, and these are all silver. And I love it a lot. And it's actually my go-to tea mug because, again, I'm kind of an asshole in the sense that if it's not like legit coffee, the kind that it takes some effort to make. And probably someone that actually makes coffee a lot is like, it doesn't even take that much effort. You're just a fucking lazy cunt. And it's true. I am. If it's not like legit coffee and if it's just instant coffee, I don't like to drink it that much. And I have not been able to buy beans for quite some time. So I have been on a mostly black tea, mostly tea thing. I'm a really big fan of hibiscus tea. Mica? Is that what it's called? What the fuck is it on the box? I'm a horrible Mexican, and I don't know that off the top of my head. Yeah, Jamaica, I was right. I am a terrible Mexican. So, anyways, back to this. So she took a trip to New York, and I went over to her house this weekend. Let's say this weekend, because I'm bad at days. And, I'm sorry, I'm, like, doing other stuff. I'm, like, cleaning the table and refilling the napkin holder and all that good stuff. She took a trip to New York. And because she always has me in mind, she actually sent me a picture of a protest sign. And she marched too. And I was like, I love you. She sent me a picture of a protest sign that was like, white magic against Trump. And she's like, thought of you. And I was like, bitch, I'm here for it. Yes. So the point of this story is that I really love coffee mugs. And Marbles knows that. Anytime we go to like, it's fucking, they're not department stores. What do you classify fucking like Nordstrom Rack and Ross as? Like, I don't know. But every time we go to stores like that, I almost always spend like forever on. Am I gonna need a lighter for this? I am gonna need a lighter. Okay, let's go find my lighter. So I almost always spend like 15 minutes in the coffee mug section. You guys ever see that SpongeBob episode where he's like out of water and he's like, or I think he's stuck in Sandy's tree dome. I know a lot about SpongeBob. You guys, I grew up on SpongeBob. There's this episode where he's like in Sandy's tree dome and he can't get any water. Because he doesn't tell her because he's a dumbass and he's like, I don't need it. I don't need it. That's basically me in in stores that sell huge coffee mugs. Or that sell cheesy coffee mugs. Yay, I didn't burn my face. So she knows my love of coffee mugs, and so she picked out this really bougie, beautiful coffee mug for Christmas. And she got me the cheesiest fucking New York coffee mug ever, and it's just a regular size coffee mug, and it's pink. It's a different shade of pink. It's like, I don't know, but I guess pink is my thing now. Favorite color is purple, but she's really good at picking out coffee mugs. I swear to God, like, God, she's so good. Anyways, and it just says I heart New York, I heart NY, and then it has I love New York on the inside. And it's really good for me because I have been drinking hibiscus tea lately. And instead of making a giant ass, instead of putting the kettle on every time I want tea, because I'm not supposed to microwave the coffee brunch nap mug. And we're moving so I can get water for my tea. So I'm not supposed to microwave it. So this is really nice because I can just pop this into the microwave. And it's also a good size. And I have different mugs for drinking tea. These are actually the first two that are like legit mine and have not been filched from my family's cabinet whenever I come home to visit. I'm a fucking coffee thief. I think it's really funny. I have this the San Francisco coffee mug. Oh, I'm gonna bring it out and I'm gonna look at it and you guys are gonna hear about it.
Okay, yeah.
It just says San Francisco and it's like a cartoon picture of the Golden Gate Bridge, and then it's there's like this little, there's like hearts and stars and it's really cheesy and cute. Oh, they're even going up the hill on a tram and they got the little houses and little, it's amazing. I love this mug. I don't know how long I've had this mug, it's been a while. And the little plane has a little sign that says I left my heart, and I think it's funny that I have a San Francisco mug
and a New York mug, because my heart gets to travel everywhere, I just don't. I have a really close friend that lives in San Francisco, and every time I use it, I text her, and I'm like, thinking of you, because I'm cheesy-ass bitch like that. Let's see if this is ready. Ah! Where is the spatula? Spatula, spatula, spatula. Spatula! I don't know what I'm saying here. Someone rightly pointed out that I like singing. And you're right, Tessa Sula. I don't know how to pronounce your name. You're right, I do. I suck at it, but I do. And today, what I'm doing is, what would you call it, a scramble? I don't know what it is. It's eggs, it's spinach, it's cheese, and I like to scramble a little rice in there every now and then. I like to keep my shit feeling. I can't speak English today, apparently. Can't speak English, can't speak Spanish. Oh, God, I'm such a bad Chicana. Okay then. No, all of it, go in there. All of it. And that was the fucking. That was the fucking. Okay, so. Yeah, I like to fucking get rid of my leftovers as quickly as possible, and I made rice, yes. A couple days ago, and this is the last of it, so I'm just like, yes, finally! Mix that all up in there, bitch! Yes, bitch, yes! Again, sound effects, bad singing, all things that I love to do, that I'm sure whoever fucking listens to these knows. And, I'm not gonna apologize for that, because I'm it's awesome. I'm awesome. Oh my god, this smells really good. Okay, and now to wait a little, actually now to turn on the comal so I can heat up tortillas. And here's a funny thing. I have a lot of best friends because I love people a lot. And when I started using, oh, here's another funny best friend story. When I started using Bumble, I actually have this really good friend. I call her my Bumble BFF. And Marbles does not like that at all. And she's like, oh, why don't you go hang out with your little bumblebee friend? And whenever we get mad at each other, mad, quotation marks, because we don't ever really get mad at each other. I think we've had like one fight or disagreement in the past 3 years. It's been pretty smooth sailing. I want my motherfucking tea. Yes! Oh, you guys get to hear my voice cracking and all the good stuff. Oh, you guys are getting that real authentic growls experience. So, another funny story. This is about my best friend that lives in Seattle. And I actually met her on Reddit, so. And we talk every day and I love this bitch. I'm gonna send her something nice to look at, you know, because current political climate these days, we all need something nice to think about. No, what the fuck is that? Oh, come on. So she went to grad school in Canada for a cool minute, and she, one day she wanted to make, I think she wanted to make burritos, or she wanted to make something, she wanted tortillas, is what she wanted, and, where the fuck, she was in Vancouver, I think, and she calls me, or she calls me, like, just really, really annoyed, and I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, can you just fucking believe that I had to buy a pack of tortillas for $4? And they're not even called tortillas here. You know what they're called? They're called wraps. And she sends me a picture and I'm like, oh, shit. I felt so bad. great thing about living in SoCal is that I have like 90 different tortilla options and I take advantage of every single one of them. There's this restaurant
or I guess, what is it, a swap meet, a marqueta? It's marqueta. You guys gotta hear me in my really bad Spanish. You're just like, no, stop, you're a disgrace. I am! It's nice that you talk to my mom, guys. That's a bad joke, that's a really bad joke. Eggy, eggs, are you okay? Okay, I can leave that a little bit on low for okay. So she sent me a picture of these fucking wrapped tortillas, and I'm just like, oh, God. So there's this, this marqueta in East Los Angeles that has a, I'm sure if you're in Los Angeles, you already know, but, oh, the sweet, sweet, dulcet tones of a fire truck and police car, and the beautiful, you guys, just really brings a tear to the eye. So, yeah. So, marqueta. I think it's two floors. So the top floor is actually a restaurant, and oh my God, they actually have a tortilla factory next door, and that's where they get their tortillas, and it's always really nice to get tortillas. I'm actually a really big fan of restaurants, little restaurants around here that, offer tortillas hechas al mano, so, you know, handmade tortillas. And I'm gonna call Marbles and be like, hey bitch, you know what we haven't done? Gotten brunch at our favorite Mexican place. And she's gonna be like, oh, you're right. So I think these eggs are done. Yeah. These eggs are done. Am I done?
No.
Not at all. And I'm sure many of you are like, oh my God, bitch, we have things to do. But you chose to listen to this. You saw how many minutes. You saw how long it is. So yeah, it's a really good restaurant. I think you guys, if you're ever in LA, you should go, fuck. Why am I blanking on the name? Oh, my tortilla! I'm probably gonna actually wrap this up soon. Cause I'm gonna sit down and eat, and you guys don't wanna hear that. You don't wanna hear. Fun thing about my dog, he likes to get real up close if you're cooking. My mom has tripped over him a few times. She's like, este pinche perro! Because he likes leftovers. I'm telling you guys, he's a little vulture. He's my little vulture, but he's a vulture. Yay, my tea! Oh my God. It's okay. So it's a marqueta. It's in East Los. It's, oh my God, why can't I remember? I can't remember the name of this fucking swap meet. Okay, I'm gonna have to call my dad after this and ask him. This is bugging the shit out of me. He's gonna be like, honey, why are you calling me during work? Because the people on the internet need to know something, Dad. That's why. I think he'll appreciate that I'm calling him, though. So you guys should totally go there. It's amazing. If you actually get the chance to fucking ever try, like, legit Mexican food in LA, do it. It's so good. They have this birria at the marqueta that's just so good. And birria is slow-cooked meat, because it depends. I don't know. You can make it with a lot of things. And my tia, my aunt, actually has the best birria that I've ever tasted. Every time I eat it, it's like angels come down from the heavens, and they jizz all over me. I don't know. They fucking spray me with their angelic tears or something. I don't know. It's amazing, okay? It is a taste explosion. It is a mouthgasm. It is unbelievable. And I'm gonna say her favorite niece, because I'm terrible and I don't visit as often as I should. But she likes me a lot. She gave me a bunch of her recipes, and birria is one of them. And I'm done with my tortillas and everything. Hashi, I told you already ate. You did already eat. I saw you eat all of your kibble. I was like, but that's kibble. I want human food. You know, Hachi, I want a Hitachi one, but that's not gonna happen this year. Or it is. I know. I love. No. Don't take the kiss as you coming towards me. Go away from me. Another bad habit that I've instilled into my dog is that I let him jump onto the Stop being a little douchebag. We don't have ketchup in this house, but am I a gross person for putting mustard on my eggs? I am, huh? It's not a lot. I don't drown it in mustard. Just a little bit, you know. So, bad habit. I've taught him to jump onto the chair that is next to me. So, I don't He had this habit for a really long time where he would just jump onto, I'm going to put this on something. Okay. He'd just jump onto my lap no matter what. And that wasn't okay. So I'm like, you can sit on the chair next to me. And I taught him how to do this a couple years back. And it's come back to haunt me every day. And usually if I ignore him, I was just wiping the dirt off. I didn't say jump. Oh, look at that little face. Look at that little hungry face. I love you. Look at your big ears. Floppy ear. Oh, you got an eye booger. So yeah, it's come back to haunt me every fucking day of my life. And people actually think it's really funny when they just come in and they see the dog sitting next to me in his own little chair. And usually he had this habit of, you know, jumping on my lap and at the most inopportune times, mostly when I ate, because he cannot stand to be away from me. This dog has watched me pee before. He has somehow, this is one time I didn't fucking lock the goddamn bathroom door. I guess it didn't close. He just comes in, he sits down, he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, buddy, I'm peeing. That's what I'm doing. Get out. And so now, if I don't give him food or attention, he just, like, curls up on the chair and he waits for me to finish, which is nice. Instead of, you know, sitting ramrod straight in my lap, trying to get any bits of food that fall. So this is me making breakfast and just talking about, what did I talk about? I talked about my dog. I talked about, talked about food. I talked about East Los. I talked about media. That's, I guess that's it. Well, I made my hibiscus tea is ready. My té de Jamaica. Terrible Spanish. That's another thing you guys heard on this one. And so is my food, and it looks really good. So I'm gonna go and enjoy this, and I hope you guys have an amazing morning, and hopefully I fucking post this, like, now instead of tomorrow. So, yeah. I hope you guys have had fantastic mornings, and if your morning is just barely beginning, I hope that you have a wonderful day, and, you know, I hope you've all had wonderful days, because you're all wonderful. And that sounds like, I know someone out there is gonna be like, this bitch is so full of it, but no, I genuinely hope that you guys have wonderful days, and I changed my mind on the mustard. Tapatio all the way. Alright, so I'll talk to you guys later. Growls out. Oh no, that's terrible. Okay, bye.